Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Sam Abdalad. Before I begin, the Gemara that we have at the bottom of Samach Gibel of Beis. What? Yosef Rav Nachman. 7 lines up. From the bottom. Before I begin, I was not happy with the way I explained everything yesterday. I just thought, in a nutshell, to explain again the Shaklavataria that we had yesterday, the main issue that was really taking place in the last lot. Gemara, remember, told us a Yisai, the Dina Shmita, when the Gemara and Daf Sabach Beis by the family of Rabbi Yanai. The family of Rabbi Yanai borrowed a Shmita Paris. They borrowed from the Aniyim, and they paid it back on the 8th year. That was the case. But they paid it back on the 8th year. They did it. It was not a problem. Where it says that where it was after the beer, it was not a problem for it to be able to get the Kedusha of Shmias when they gave it back. Like we said yesterday, why was it not a problem? Rashi says the reason is because the original Paris of Shmias did not exist anymore. They were eaten up already. Therefore, you can't consider the money that was given in exchange for the original Paris Shmias. That they took on the Kedusha Shvias. Chalipin or Perish Shvias, in order for it to assume the Kedusha of the Perish Shvias have to still exist. If they no longer exist, then when you pay back, it's like paying a chai, but it doesn't get the same Kedusha. That's how Rashi learned it. Rashi learned like that. The Ramban learned like that. The Ravid learned like that. That's how they learned the Gemara. On the other hand, we have other Rishayim that even say more than that. We have other Rishayim, we have a Rosh, we have a Ritva, we have a Ran. And that is that in order for it to get Perish Shvias, the Kedusha Perish Shvias, everything has to take place at the time when the original Perish Shvias is being exchanged for other things. If I take Perish Shvias from you and I'm paying for it, or I'm exchanging something, some other commodity for the Perish Shvias, then it assumes that. Even if it would exist later, I go and I take Perish Shvias from you and I pay back with it a month later. Even if I pay back a month later and the Perish still exists, but if it's not happening, Mishas Maisa, it doesn't have the Kedusha Perish Shvias. That's not the way we learn the Gemara, Rashi Maisa's. The Ramban, the Ravid learned that it's only because it does not exist. If it would exist, then it's different. So that's a separate machlokes of Rishonim. And therefore the story that took place by the practice of Rabbi Yanai's family was, they wanted to do a taiva for the Aniyim. They wanted to do a taiva for the Aniyim. They took Perish Shvias from them during Shvias. They had an abundance of it. They went, it was available to them and it was all Hefker. And they went and they borrowed the Perish Shvias from the Aniyim to do them a chesed, to borrow it and then to pay it back on the 8th year when things are not that available to them. And they paid it back in the 8th year in a way where it would not assume the Kedusha Shvias, either again because it wasn't happening at that time, or the way Rashi, the right Ramban learned, right? And that is because by then, the original Perish Shvias are not going to be around anymore. We do see, so the Yisoid of the family of Rabbi Yanai told us the Yisoid. And that is, Chalipe Shvias will only be usher where the original Perish Shvias are around. Or, if it's happening at the time when, according to the other Rishayim, where it's being exchanged at the same time. Mizahu, after the Gemara, later on, was off on a tangent. There was a segue to talk about the dinim of Esmat Zayda, The Gemara came back to this mice of the Rabbi Yadai. The Gemara came back to the story of Rabbi Yadai and told us the aside of Perish Shvias. They hold that it does not get the Kedusha of Perish Shvias unless it's happening, unless the original Perish Shvias are around. And we see not like that, because here we saw the Brisa where a person could tell to his donkey drivers or to his Payelim, go, who, the Ichlu, Bedina, Zeh, Tzu, Shu, Bedina, Zeh, the Eidon Choshish, if as long as he gives them the money, says, you take the money, go, just hey, go do whatever you want to do with it. He's out of the picture. But, let's say he's not out of the picture. The second case. The second case is that he's not out of the picture because he is going to compensate the storekeeper for what he gave them. Now, if he's going to compensate for the storekeeper for what he gave them, if he's going to give it to them, not at that time, or he's going to give it to them later when they already consumed it, then it's going to make enough gemina. If we see over there that the Kedusha of Perish Shvias goes on to the money that he gives them later, even though the money that the payers are not going to exist anymore, then it's a direct stira to what happened by this family of Rabbi Yonai. Because what's going to happen? There it says that he's not going to be, it's going to be a problem for him to do that. Because there it says in the Brisa, Bim Omar Lahem, you go take it from the storekeepers. Suvi Ichlu, and don't worry about it. Vadi Pereya, I will pay for it later. I'll pay for it later, and there won't be a problem when I pay it for you. Tu su vadi pereya. Choshish mishum shvius. He's not able to do it because what's going to happen? It's going to have the kedusha of perish shvius, and he's not going to be able because he has to be choshish for that. He's going to give it to the storekeeper. What's he giving to the storekeeper? He's giving to the storekeeper in exchange for the perish shvius that he gave them. What? Can hear you. Which are good by them. According to Rashi, they're good by them, and according to the other Mishnayim, this is not happening at the same time. And yet it tells us that he cannot do that because he's still going to have the Kedusha of Perish Shvias, contrary to the whole practice of Rabbi Yadai. So that's the thing that the Gatsi Gemara drinks on this point. You're giving the money or in exchange for it back after the original Perish Shvias don't exist anymore. After the Perish Shvias don't exist anymore. And that's contrary to the whole Rabbi Yonai's, family. And therefore the Gemara had to come on to the various ways of dealing with why it would be possible that even though Rabbi Yonai's family, there was no Kedusha of Perish Shvias there, but over here in this case, there's still going to be Perish Shvias. Why? Maybe because it's an Ani Amakifa. Maybe because it was a case of credit, therefore he has the schluss of the money already from before. It's not like a new thing that was given later. That's because of the money before. The Gemara ultimately comes out, maybe he gave the money even from before. It's not talking that he gave it afterwards. The Gemara changed the whole case of the Brisa. Maybe he gave the whole money before. In which case, so it's not a case of later on. But the aside of what the whole Shaklu Natarya over here was, is this point. In the dinam of assuming Kedushas Perish Shvias, whether it's some other commodity or whether it's money, after the Zman of the beer, everything is taking place, whether or not it assumes that Kedusha, in spite of the fact that the original Perish were no longer around. And therefore that's the shadow of how this works. All right, it's just in a nutshell. I just don't think I felt bare because I didn't make it clear yesterday. I think. But that's the Shaklamataria that we have over here, various eights of what the case was of the Bryson. That we hold that it was really awesome for them to do it because it was going to get Kedusha Perish Shvias. What exactly is the case? So the Gemara different to Rutsim, Makifa, not Makifa. He gave the money, he didn't give the money. And therefore this is the point of what we're dealing with. Seven lines up, what are you saying?
As opposed to
Rabbi Yada, yeah. Seven lines up from the bottom, we have Yosef, Rav Nachman, Viula, Ravimi, Bar Papi, V'yosri v'mchiyya v'arabi gabayu v'yosri v'ka'am v'kami v'aylai. Oh, we're sitting, and this is the shayla of the head. Sachvarai, a person hired someone. Lishbar b'yayin nesach. He went and hired him to break the barrels and to get rid of yayin nesach. Oh, what's the din? What's the din of get where he hired him? To get rid of them. Rashi says, L'shaber chavis v'lishbar chasayayin. Break the barrels and get rid of the wine. So what happens? Man to get rid of the wine is not able to be nether from the wine. Well, me amrinin, should we say, Kevin the rights of a kiyubo, since it's in his best interest to have the wine preserved, he wants the wine to be there. In this way, he has a job. He's able to make money and get rid of the wine himself. Let's say some lightning would strike and the wine itself would get spilled out by itself, he'd be out of the job. See, it's in his best interest that the wine remains safe in the barrel, so that this way he'll be able to be paid by getting rid of the wine in the barrel. Me and Breedin came into rights of the Kiyubo, it's us, sir. Oh, Dilmar, maybe. Holy Mute Tifla Shaper Dummy. Maybe it's us, sir, because it's rights of the Kiyubo. And then again, maybe it behooves him, behooves us, to allow him to do that, because this way it's true that he's being employed. It's true that he's white rights of the Kiyubo, but look at the overall benefit that he might have. He's getting rid of something which is abhorrent, repugnant. Rashi over here, see him, Rashi, tell him, Baoshi, hey, schar o mutter. Should the schar be mutter? Me amrid it came of the Israel Zeh, right to me, Kiyuma. Shalchavi Yisoeilu, Shalai Yishtabru. He doesn't want them to be broken by themselves. He doesn't want lightning to strike them. Yishtabru, Avshad, Me Haleim. Doesn't want it to happen by itself. Achi is Shabren. He needs it. He wants it to be around until he himself has the ability to break it. He'll be Yitlo Scar about that to take the scar for it. It's Usher. Or, maybe not. Oh, dear, we call the Mute Tifla Shaper Dummy. Needs beer. What's going on here? So then, Rabbi Rav Nachman Yishmar, let him break it. And let him use the scar. The Tamal Abracha. Now, first of all, we have to understand that. What are we talking about? Are we talking about a Nisadir Raisa? We're talking about a Nisadir Abadid? What is this exactly? This thing with the rights of the Kiyumo. This thing with the rights of the Kiyumo. We really have a stira. The Ritva tells us, before the beginning of the parents Samach Beis, the Ritva says that the Yisr of Hadav, our rights of the Kiyumo, is a Drabonit. Now, if it's a Drabonit, we can hear it. It's a Drabonit Yisr. So over here, there is an Yisr Drabonit being there. Over here, look at what's going to happen, though. He's going to get rid of it. Maybe it behooves us to allow him to do that because of the Yisr Drabonit. We don't really have to say much for that. Now, again, Hanami, when we talk about the Din rights of the Kiyumo, is this a Yayin Esach Shaila? Is it not only Yayin Esach? Can apply by all cases? For example, a person is an employee in a supermarket. Now, what do they sell in the supermarket? He just wants a job in the supermarket. He doesn't, he's not dead from the food directly, but let's say all the food would become, an itis would happen to all the food. They wouldn't be able to have that many product to sell. It's in his best interest that the inventory of the supermarket should still be there. In which case, what will happen on Pesach? Comes Pesach. Is he allowed to be an employee of the supermarket? To go out and be at a checkout counter of a supermarket? Or maybe, is this did it did by other things as well? Or is it only a shaila by Yayin Nesach? And now we have a big machlokes or rishayim. It barely in a prechadish. The rishayim also. Taisus before, remember, Daf Labed Beis by the machlokes between Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Lozer. By when we had wine that's absorbed Kiri Amita. He wants to use something for Kiri Amita to prop up a bed, and the wine is absorbed in the thing in the wood. Whether or not that's already a mutter, birthrights of kiyumo, is it mutter, is it not mutter? We have that. So, over here, Taisus learns, it's gonna be the geya, chavitz, let's say, basar b'chalav. You have something which is basar b'chalav, but it's worth it for you to have the thing with basar b'chalav. It's not because you have a job from that, even though you would, of course, never eat the basar b'chalav. But you're not being netted directly from it, but it is in your best interest that you have basar b'chalav. This way, you're able to have it be an employee for a company that deals with basar b'chalav. Okay, so what is that? Or maybe it's nothing to do with anything. Maybe it has nothing to do. Maybe hold it. It's only a din by yayin esach. We have a big machlokes. And also, we have a Ritva, like I mentioned, the Ritva holds that the whole thing about rights of Kiyuma is the Rabbanan. Another place in the Ritva, over here, the Mashmal says the Ritva holds that it's an Isser D'Oraisa. Now, if it's a Rabbanan, we have wiggle room over here. We have a considerable amount of wiggle room. Yeah, you want to know. Yeah, but let's say it's rights of Kiyuma to destroy it. We have a Svara, El Kharabi. Rights of Kiyuma. But Avo Bikain, he's coming to Mute Tifla, coming to get rid of it. Now, with that, let's say you hold that the Issa right to Mikuma is a Doraisa. Now, it's a Doraisa, it's Mikhlal the Dinam of Issa Anah. So what's this thing with right to Mikuma, what's this thing with Limute Tifla? Limute Tifla is an overriding reason for me to be either an Issa. So this is something that we would have to deal with. Unless you'll say, maybe we'll leave this hanging for the time being. We have a deed from a Beis Yosef, the Gabi Member, but it's important to see the whole Shaka Natari of the Gemara. I'm just giving a Hagdubba to a couple of the things that we have to deal with over here. So, but that's the suffix that we have over here. Again, came in the rights of a Kiyumo. It's also, oh, deal with Kalimute Tifla Shaper Dummy. For some reason, Kalimute Tifla is going to be butter. Maspa, even if it's going to be a deraisa. Omer of Nachman, Yishmar, Betabal of Racha. Lay Messiah, lay, how we have a raya to this then. Why? Ain Idrin, lay Messiah, Ain Idrin, even though I think I have him, Mikilayim. What we have is, we can't, when it comes to Kilayim, Tetzlan's not talking about Kilei Akeren. We're talking about Kilei Zroyim. Not talking about Kilei Akeren, which is Asar Bahanai, but we're talking about Kilei Zroyim, which is not Asar Bahanai. We don't work to plow with the guy in Kilayim. But we are able to do it to be Iker with him for the purpose of an Iker in Ebo. We don't go to plow with him, but we are able to go and work with him and be employed by him to Limute Tifla, to be Mabayit the Tifla. Now, I, it's right to be Kiyumo. I'm a Iker in Ebo, can I leave to the Satifla? Therefore, that would be a reason for us to be matter there. So Vrua, the Gemara thought, how many Rabbi Akiva he? It goes like Rabbi Akiva, who tells us that the Isser that we have by Kilayim, even Kilay Zroyim, is who the Rabbi Akiva he, the Omar, the Isser that we have by Kilayim is even when you're not coming to plant or to plow. But Abakayim, the Kilayim like you, who holds that you're not even doing anything. But you're being Mekayim. That's it is that you get Malkus. Tells exactly what did he do. So what's his Malkus? The Prat that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva holds, so Lav Shem Amaisi. So what do you mean he gets Malkus for not doing anything? We have a Machlokes here in Rashi and Mike Cutten. With Rabbi Gash, what he did over here, we have different places as far as what he did. Did he put up a fence? Did he had some kind of a Maisa that he did? What exactly did he do by the kind that to justify the Malkus in light of the fact that we hold Ma'alav Shema Maisa is Eba Maisa is not Malkus. He had to do something. So here, the Amar Hamekayim Mikilayim like Edesanya. I'm a Nachesh. If you take weeds out, Babachapa Bekilayim like it. You go and you take weeds out, the Gemara is somebody cutting, Malkus. After you have a chapa bekilayim, or you, make it grow better by, tilling the soil. This is what Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ava Mekayim. You're Mekayim it, even. No, it's good. It doesn't mean you're completely passive. Or here also, Rashi, this is going to be cutting. Says you have to do something in order for it to be able to work. My time, why did Rabbi Akiva hold that it's even if you're not doing something to the goof of the field, of the soil? Amakra sotcha lo sizra kilayim. Ain't sotcha lo sizra kilayim. You can't plant kilayim. Elel is a reyami, bekayim inayim. Tamad laimar. But he learns it because of he makes the drush. Lo kilayim. It's not, it makes his drush. That, in other words, in no way can there be kilayim. Elel mutei titla. Shari, that's a meal of mutay tifla, there could be a mutter. And that's what we're saying. The Gemara thought that Savrula Habani Rabbi Akiva, he, who holds that just even to be Mekayim the Kilayim, you'll be over an Isser. And yet, to go and work to me to do the mutay tifla, even though Kilayim involves that, but Abba became, your limute tifla, you would be able to do it. The guy. Let's say the guy. So that Sabrua, so again, one second. So here we have him again. And so therefore we're saying it could be mutter. Kilayim, only yellow as a rayam, mikayim kilayim, mikayim inayim, tamalabi lo kilayim, ilim, mikayim tifla shari. Lo habani rabbanani. It goes like the rabbanan that it's mutter. Freitag bara, korten rabbanan. Rabbanani, rabbanan, by your yoikrit. What do you mean? You can do it to be yoikrit. Telling me the mutte tifla, what's wrong with it anyway? I feel ki yumi nami shaper tabi. What's wrong with it anyway? There's nothing wrong with doing something to be Mekayim Kilayim. As long as you're not planting it, you can do whatever you want. Rabbi Askeda, the Ka'avid Bechina. The Chiddush that we have over here is, where he did it, Bechina. Even where he does it for the guy, without any, compensation at all. Rabbi Yehuda Diaba, like Rabbi Yehuda who says, Lite Mehem Akadas China Basim. Who says that to give them even matan eschidim, they had the Gemara before, nafay nesar. Over here, that matan eschidim is asar, leader of Yehud, it's asar. And therefore, what it tells us over here is, going to ka'avid b'chidim, there's no problem, b'limutei tifla, even though you're doing a free service. The din of giving a matan eschidim does not mean only gafka giving a matan. You can give a service, also the same thing, that normally would cost money, and you're doing a free service. So that also is an inablis of chadim. And Avol Bikain, there would be an element of Isser, and Avol Bikain, you're doing it, which, because the Svar of Lamutei Tifla supersedes that. In Rabbi Yehuda Nishmael and Rabbi Akiva, therefore. La Vama Rabbi Yehuda also Litei Lehem Atan Eschina, but still Avol Lamutei Tifla Shaper Tavi. Rabbi Akiva Nabi, Aval Gab, the other Rabbi Akiva, even though he holds a Mekai Mekilayim is like her, Aval became Limute Tifla Shaper Dabi, and Aval became more willing to be Matarit. Okay, the Rabbi Akiva Nabi, Aval Gab, the other Rabbi Akiva, Mekai Mekilayim is like her, but Limute Tifla Shaper Dabi, and then Mesula Mimi, then Hade Yasin becoming Violet. All right, now, let's pause here for a minute. So what we have over here is, now, we could hear, and the Beis Yosef says, we have a deal, watch what the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef holds, what is the reason, Taka, like we said before, what would be the reason for Limutei Tifla if you held that there was an Isser of a let's say we're talking about the din by Yayin Esef. Lamute Tifla, or we're saying it even by Kilayim. Let's say we'd hold like Rabbi Akiva, to be Mekayim Kilayim, is certainly going to be an Isser D'Oraisa. To be Mekayim Kielayim, we have our Safik B'chlal, what we were talking about, whether or not the whole thing of what we're talking about, right, so you know whether, what was that? But by Kielayim, it's certainly going to be us or B'Doraisa, according to Rabbi Akiva. Yet, what do we say? What kind of a swara is that? Because it's Limute Tifla, therefore, I'm going to be, I have a Seifel Seif, I'm coming to be Mekayim the Kilayim. If I'm coming to be Mekayim the Kilayim, it's not going to be an overriding reason to go and be Deichet, that Isser, just because you have a something, have a Svara, very nice Svara, Limute Tifla. Maybe it's something which is repugnant. It's something which is abominable. That's all. These are very good svaras. But not to be matter alive. What are you supposed to do? Leave it around, cover it up. Maybe cover it up. What do you do? Yeah, but you can't. Lamaisa, what's happening? Lamaisa, you're maintaining it. To maintain it, you have to be Mekayim it, to maintain it is alive. All right. To maintain it is a love. Now what?
Get rid of it.
So now you're telling me, so now you have to, so what do you have to, get rid of it. Alright, so Limute Tifla Shafer Dummy. But now what happens? You want it Vidavki, you have an opportunity for it to get rid of it from before. Now you're, let's say, it's in your best interest to be able to have it. He's coming and getting employed over here. Leiva Messiah, ain't Eidrin to be the Kochavim Bekilayim. I'm an Eichen Emo, but you are able to go and do the Kinei Limute et Hatifla. Now, if you didn't have the Svar Kinei Limute et Hatifla, what would you have? What would you do? Yeah, give it a minute's time. Over here, you wouldn't. So, but there's a lava you're talking about. Okay. Unless you'll tell me. Okay. Yeah, but if you're not going to do it in that way, it would be usher. So why is it that you're maintaining it? You're maintaining it so that you'll be able to get rid of it later. If you didn't do that, you would get rid of it right now.
Right. That can be rid of it. So you get rid of it because
you're right, guys, because you want to keep it around. You want to keep it around. Let's say there's an opportunity. Let's say there's an opportunity to get rid of it from before. All right. But you don't have to do that. You're doing it over here to make the Mute Tifla. And therefore you're able to do that. To come the Mesiyas of all, the deal to the Mesiyas of is, we could hear, maybe, and that is, that's not called Mekayim. What does Mekayim Kilayim mean? You want its existence, because you want it, you like it, maybe you like the way it looks, maybe you like its productivity. You hold of it, and you don't want it to be gotten rid of. All right, now let's say you're being Mekayim it for the sake of getting rid of it. That's already a kadoxomoron. Being Mekayim it, it's not because I'm interested in its best, about the best interest in it. It's to be able to keep it. I'm doing it to destroy it. That means you don't want it. That's not the issue of killing. It's not the shot here that because Limute Tifla is an overriding reason to be over the Isser of Mekayim. It's because when you're doing it for the purpose of the Limute Tifla, it's not called Mekayim. In other words, again, if we're saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's an Isser to be Mekayim Kilayim. If there's an opportunity to get rid of it, get rid of it. If you're going to be Mekayim it for whatever reason, then you're over alav, kilayim lo, the drusha, the Gemara elaborates more in my thought. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a lav to maintain it. Alright, so there's a lav to maintain it. Now you're telling me, you really want to maintain it. Why do you want to maintain it? I have an overriding reason, because I'm going to get money, or maybe Limute Tifla. If that's the reason, Limute Tifla, that you're doing it, that's not called, but I'm hold of it, and I want it. Right, but now, but it's not called Mekayim. And that's the deal. That's the deal that there is from the Beis Yosef. The Pre-Yitzchak comes from Bitzel Pitterberger. There's a whole Arichas in the Yisra of the Din of Mikhaim Kilayim, of the Yisra of Reitzim Kiyuma. And then the Gabi Din Reitzim Kiyuma again brings him its Nereis and Rabbanan. What exactly is it? So, but we have an obvious problem here. The Gemara says that if you hold that that's mutter, it's going to be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda also, who holds that till the Yisra of Matzvat Naschina. What did Gemara tell us? There's an Yisra of Leisachan. When we talk about the din of Mikayim Kilayim, we can hear him, says Adreg. But the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda also, let's say the Mutei Tikla is mutter. Not only will be over the Yisra of Mikayim Kilayim, it's also going to be a reason to be matter the Yisra of Matas Chedim according to Rabbi Yehuda. A person wants to go and do a Gaya Taiva. He can't do that. It's Matas Chedim. So why can he do it? He can do it because Limute Tifla. What kind of that? Limute Tifla is a reason to be over the Yisra of Matas Chedim because he said Limute Tifla is a reason to be over the Yisra of Mekayim Kilayim. Each for the name of Mekayim Kilayim, we have a reason to be Matar because it's not called Mekayim. But over here, you don't have that Svara. By Matas Chedim, you don't have that. Matas Chedim is, you're doing it the Maisa for nothing, and you're going to be over that Isser for the sake of some noble reason that's called Limute Tifla. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Unless you'll tell me. That maybe the pshat is, that's not called Maisa Chanim at all. It means that there's not going to be a problem. No. It means that when you have a Svara Limute Tifla, it's not going to be a problem. If you have a side motive, Limute Tifla, other Isurim, might be a reason to forego that, to be mindful of that. Well, why?
Because it's not chino. It's not chino anymore. Is that what it is?
Wait a second. There are two things. There's anyway a problem here. The problem is the Gemara over here says that maybe because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who also should be an Isra of Leisachadeh, maybe I'm here, the Mutei Tifla should be mutter, or maybe not. Now, what is the Isra? What is the Isra that we have of Leisachadeh? Let's say you're doing something for the sake of a mitzvah. The Ran holds that that's not going to be a problem. You're doing something, thinking something to a guy, to do a taiva, because there's some ulterior motive that you're going to gain from. That's not chino. So if you're doing it for the guy, you're not charging it. But it's kedai not to charge, because look at the overall benefit of what you have. That's not even less. Is that the pshat that you're over the Yisr? That's daicha leisachadeh. Or the pshat is not leisachadeh even. Not even leisachadeh. I mean, look what you're doing. You're doing something for a noble reason. When there are noble reasons to do it, it's not leisachadeh either. So it's gomar amin over here even. It's like the rod and gittin. Like the Rabbi of Kivenga is, comes at times with this on the Radagate. The Rad holds, let's say you would go and you would do, Laila Mahem Tavaydu, the Rad says. There's a din, you're not allowed to free your Rebbe Kanani. You're not allowed, let's say you're freeing your Rebbe Kanani for the sake of a noble reason.
Let's say you didn't for a minion.
Let's say, well, even for the sake of prayer for Rivia, you want to do it for that. So the Rad comes and the Rad Tidus. What do you mean? Well, how can you go and do that with whoever an Isra of Laila Mem Tavaydu? So that the gather of that din of Laila Mem Tavaydu is similar to the din of Leisachadeh that we have by a guy. Not Leisachadeh by an Evan Karani. But it's similar to the din. Otherwise, if there's a good reason to do it for something to gain in Ruchlius, and then in such a case, there's no din of Leisachadeh in that case. Who's over here? Let's look at the Ruchnias. The Ruchnias that we have over here is Limute Tifla. So what are you worried about Leisachadeh all of a sudden?
People think destroy a guy's fine.
Very good question. Ari is asking a very good question. Let's say a guy has Kilayim. Very good. Let's say a guy has kilayim. Now you're saying what? A yid has a noble reason of limute tefla to remove a guy's kilayim because it's not even mitzvah on kilayim. Nothing wrong with a guy making kilayim. Again, the Arya is asking a very fundamental. What does the Torah mean here? Limute tefla for the guy. What's wrong with the guy having kilayim? Let him have as much kilayim as in the world as he wants. Who cares?
Hashem abhors having kilayim in the world.
What?
Hashem abhors having kilayim in the world.
So is that the case? Is the fact, is the mitzius? That's what I don't know. Is the mitzius of kilayim in the world, even if a guy does it, is that something which is abhorrent to the Bria? Is it something which is absolutely something repugnant when you see kilayim all over in people's fields? They don't have no shaykhis at all to Torah. They're not mitzuvin. They didn't do anything wrong. What? You're even allowed to use it? They're not kilayim, Karen. It's not even Kilei Akarim. We're talking over here about Kilei Zrayim. But Aval Pekein, Kilei Zrayim is not even Asher Ba'anah. So what are we talking about over here? What we see over here is, and I'll just bring it out over here, that if a Yid, even if a Yid is Mitzvah of the Kilayim, what's wrong with a Yid making Kilayim? Obviously for a Yid to do it, it's Tayeva. There's something abominable about it. It does. It happens to be that a guy doesn't have that mitzvah, that tzivui. But the same mitzius that the Israel created, this abominable presence of kilayim, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a yid that did it, guy. But it's a siddin from the fact that the yid did it, and that the yid is mitzvah on it. That azam mitzius is something which is abominable in the bria. In which case, even if a guy has it, it's still called an abomination. And the Maila of Limute Tiflor, the Svar of Limute Tiflor, applies even for a yid to do it for a guy, to go and get rid of it by the guy. What? Even though there is no, let's say, of course. But we're saying over here, somebody, because of that Svara, when it comes to Isra Anah of Yayin Nesach, the case like that, that would be a svara to get rid of it. Let's say by Kilayim even, you're talking about according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva even, it's Kilayim. What they think, it could be Mutter. Whatever reason it is. Or let's say, hold like Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Tosim to do a Matas Chedim to a guy. Yeah, but their Sukk is such an abominable thing, it'll be an overriding reason to do it. Why? So if you'll say, like the Beis Yosef that we're bringing, that because there is no, it, because if it's not done because you're hold of it, then in that case, that's not called Mikayim. Why you mean Mikayim? Mikayim to get rid of it. That's a sphere. That's a Eilachak Samoran Gadol Mizeh. But even by it comes to Matnas Chedim, so what's going to be now by Matnas Chedim? But even by Matnas Chedim, maybe, because you could have side svaris over here to take away the problem of Matnas Chedim. It won't apply here, but maybe by other things. But at least Lagabe, these two Isurim would be able to apply. Rashi,
Rashi is a lesson by Yayanes.
Yes, so Rashi over here comes and Rashi comes and he says,
Rashi Rabbanan.
So now there's one says by Rabbanan who, Rashi comes and Rashi says, Rabbanan who, remember we're talking over here, we said it like Rabbi Akiva. Then the Gemara said, it goes like the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, it's no Isser anyway. That's why the Gemara said, since look what we did at Bechina, and even the Echadabi has nothing to do with the Isser per se of the Kayim, according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, it certainly would be mutter. Rashi over here comes and Rashi says Rabbanani. Rabbanan who the lo ichpas lehu. He writes in the Kiyumanim. It goes like the Rabbanan who don't care about Nights of Mechuman. It's Nights of Mechuman, they don't care about that. There's no Isser according to them. And that's what it's telling us over here, that it's mutter to be Ikerit. Abul Yahya Nesach, what does he mean here? Abul Yahya Nesach, the Usser, Leis, Rights of Mechuman, it's Usser to have right to be Rights of Mechuman. The Yisrael mitzvah levatel avaydis kaychavim. Because by the Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to be levatel avaydis zara. Vintash misheha. There, Eim alachad the Yasser. There, it's Yasser. Now, so how should we learn the Rashi?
Yeah. Rashi only says,
personal rights of a kiyubal is only going to be true by... It's only going to be true by Yayinesach, not by other things. What will happen by Chavetz B'Pesach? What will happen by Basar B'Cholov? Rashi says there's an Isser of Reitzim B'Kiyumal because there's an Isser because the Israel has to get rid of it, has to get rid of the Yayinesach. Of a Yayinesach, that it's Asher Liyais Reitzim B'Kiyumal, the Israel Mitzvah Levatol Averes Kachavim V'Tash Mishera. Somewhat of a Chiddush here also, by the way. What is the Isser? And there's a mitzvah for him to be mevatel the avaydisar v'tash mishia. What's the mitzvah?
V'ibadetem eshama.
What?
V'ibadetem eshama. Abeita abdun. Abeita abdun.
Abeita abdun. Sambaseser
is when he creates an avaydisar. This is talking about beer. Sambaseser is when he creates the avaydisar. Over here, we're talking about beer of Avodah Zarah.
That's the din. Anyway, to get rid of it.
That's beer. V'ibadetem eshama.
Beer. You have to get rid of it.
That's v'ibadetem eshama.
When they came into Eretz Yisrael. Remember, I'm talking over here. Yayin, it's saying it by Yayin Nesach also. What's Yayin Nesach? Yayin Nesach is the owner of Takrubis.
It's Takrubis.
Gemara only says it by the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara never says it, remember, by Takrubis. The Gemara and Daf Nun Beis.
Right, we say that.
It says it by the Asherah. It says it.
Anybody's yelling at people in the garden? It's Mr. Chaisam, also.
He's saying there's a mitzvah to be Mavakal Avaydazara. There's a mitzvah to be Mavakal Avaydazara. So,
right.
So therefore what? Wait. So the Rashi tells us because of that reason, the din of Rights of Mekiyomo is going to be Usher. Now, because of that, Rights of Mekiyomo is therefore a stira to the mitzvah. And therefore what? Rights of Mekiyumo? Yes. Yeah. So remember, we're talking over here whether you're allowed to hire yourself out to that and use the money. So does Rashi hold Rights of Mekiyumo as a deraisa or a derabbanan? So what does it say over here? All it says is in the Raisa, get rid of it. Right now, let's say I get money for it. I want to do it. I'm hiring myself out to get money for it.
Right. It's a star. That's a ritva. That's a ritva that Rebbe said.
And it's a drabbanan.
That's a ritva.
I want to know why. It means drabbanan. It's going to be usher. Because this is more chumra. Because you can't have it there anyway. There's a chumra that Yayin Esach has in you, and there's a mitzvah to be ma'abed it. Therefore, right. So there are two ways we could go here. Either, so therefore, it's a deraisa to get rid of it.
Or I can get paid for it.
Therefore, not to get paid for it. Therefore, I can't be nether from it. I can't be nether from it by maintaining it and keeping it because I haven't the right to get rid of it.
So I can get paid to get rid of it.
So maybe I can even get paid to get rid of it. Or maybe it means it has nothing to do with betting, getting paid to get rid of it. There's a mitzvah to get rid of it. Okay, it's a mitzvah to get rid of it. So I am getting rid of it. I want to get paid for it. So it's a right to for rights of a kiyumo there. It's a deraisa of Rights of Mekiyumo in order to get rid of it.
Not having a no.
Not to get rid of it, maybe that's a drabbanan. Maybe that's a drabbanan.
Isn't Rashi saying that if us as Sufyan not let her have it around? But anything.
Maybe what he means is, like Aryeh say, that really because it's a mitzvah to get rid of it, you're not allowed, even for the sake of money, to maintain it and wait for you to get employed because he wants to pay it. There's a mitzvah to get rid of it immediately. Therefore, it's a, therefore it might be a deraisa. Therefore, it could be a deraisa. It means it's a deraisa to get rid of it. When it's a deraisa to get rid of something, you can't go and keep it or be interested in having a vested interest in it. Where you're going to get money. There's a mitzvah, don't make cheshbonis. Go in and do it right away. Which, according to that, will be a deraisa. What will happen against them? What happens by chametz? What will happen by basar b'cholov? Well, won't apply over there by any of that. Maybe, and that's how the pre-chodesh really learns. Maybe, according to Rashi, the whole din of rights of Mechiva only applies by yayinah, so it doesn't apply by anything else. Taisvis, or Daflamit Beis, learns that the Yisr applies even by chametz, so he can't learn like this over here. Here, there's no Yisr to get rid of some chametz, your own chametz in Mashbisa. But if that's something else, there's no thing to get rid of some, get rid of people's chametz. In which case, so what is it? Maybe the God says, I'm going to send the Rabbanon. How many of God says, I'm going to be in the Rabbanon? According to Rashi, the whole thing, right, so we can do it, right, so we can do it, right, so it's going to be in the Raisa. In which case, it's a Raisa, it'll only apply over here, won't apply by other cases. Or by Kilayim, where it's going to be Mikayim, that's different.
If there's a mitzvah to get rid of Kilayim and Kilayim, you have to kill every Jew in the synagogue.
No, it's not being.
Why is it any different? Why
do we have to use more? There's a mila in it. You don't have to do it. That you don't have to do. Because only in the bilum to be mekayim. It's only in the bilum to be mekayim. The only thing is, it's an abominable thing. Abominable things, there's no mitzvah everybody to get rid of. There's a lot of abominable things. There's a lot of abominable things. You do it, you have a key of it, so it's a wonderful thing. Melting is up. But there's no bits on everybody get rid of abominable things. You know, some people would enjoy involving all their, giving all their kaiches, getting rid of abominable things. They like it. So, but you don't have this out of it. All right. I mean, that's a shaila, how to learn the Rashi over here. Is Rashi giving you a swear? That's a reason for a deraisa? And the Chorabi, the Prichodesh, Vaisais learns like that. It's only going to be a did by Aved Asara. And Mashma, only the Chorabi could be a deraisa. On the other hand, maybe the whole thing is a Tarabi. After all, we said like the Ritva, one Ritva, there's steering Ritvas. The Ritva says that's a Tarabadi, the whole did rights of the Kiyuma. Over here, he's on Samach Beis, here in Samach Gimel, he knows it's going to be a deraisa.
The schar is the Rabbanan.
What?
The schar is, according to Ritva, only the schar is, the Yisr schar is the Rabbanan.
But the Gemara is not mechalik in that, whether it's going to be the schar or the thing. The whole concept of the rights of a kiyumo is, could you be rights of a kiyumo to get the money? Taking it as one big ball of wax, this whole thing.
I know.
And
you can.
And my side is, that's what it's like.
Maybe the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Ibud Avodah Zarah is on the Sham Sheho also.
Yeah, well, wait. What's that?
Okay.
Sula meaning, Vada Yasvi Mikamei Vayelahu. The Be'a Avodah Zarah, Be'ana Vekachave Bahu. Oh, now we have enough. The Be'a Avodah Zarah that a guy exchanged, he sold an Avodah Zarah, and he got an Avodah Zarah, the Bay Avodah Zarah. Me Taifesis to Beha. Normally we have the din. If a Yid buys an Avodah Zarah from a guy, he sells it. He sells an Avodah Zarah. He has an Avodah Zarah. Sell to a guy. The guy, or he said, he says something else. He got, give me a thing of Busser. I'll give you my Avodah Zarah. Give me the Busser. So the Busser becomes Busser on Avodah Zarah. He goes, takes the Busser and give me some fish for the Avodah Zarah, for the Busser. Right, so the fish also becomes Usser. Everything that he goes and exchanges, it takes on the din of the Avodah Zarah. What about if a guy does it? B'tremes to the Avodah Zarah, lo amar la rab, nafam is stopper, the man is car, b'yadah v'kachat mutarim. It's mutter. B'na'adu di'asu v'kachat. Remember, where do we learn it from? Well, it's a chayram kamayu. We learn how to gabar and nafdom dalit. We have it. My condition. He said, Zilus vino, come out the islachu. He told them, he gave him an eitzah. They wanted to be the geyer. He gave him a gvaldik chap. First go and sell all your Avodah Zarah. You'll get the money in exchange. And then you'll be Megayer. Otherwise, you're going to be Megayer first. You're going to be stuck.
Everything's
going to be us. Come on, these will be soon. We skyro, then you'll be Megayer. My timer. Should the chasov at the man with his kachov and be out of a kachov and his mutter. The deal mashaydi asav, maybe it's different. Why? The gave it the daite, liyikuri. Maybe it's different. Since their das is, he wants to be Megayer. Manai butler. That's the reason. You know why he'll be able to do it? Because he's been mavato the Avodah Zarah first. Now you mavato the Avodah Zarah, he could. Tosfos, all the Rishonim come, and they ask over here from the Gemara Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara Daf Yud Beis, see the Tosfos Divri Amhasko Bistabra? Mahoni Asrinat Liel Perakaba, Tebei Avodah Kachavim, by a guy, that the Gibeah that is cut by the guy, is Aser. What are we talking about here? Hayden Shadaita Liknais Mid Hadaba Bavedis Kachavim. Avu Shabali's Gayer of Ifraya Chayvai Mutter. Let's say a person goes, he's selling the Avodah Zarah, not because he wants to be Mahara, make a nicer Avodah Zarah. Why is he selling the Avodah? He needs money. To do what? He wants to pay up a chayv. He has a bank loan. He has to go pay off a bank loan. So he's going to house, he has to make some money. How's he making the money? He sells the Avodah Zarah. That could be mutter, like our Gemara. Okay, however, over there, we're talking not that he's in there. Well, there are the cases of the Avodah Zarah where he's making the money. It's talking that he wants to use the money vital for a better Avodah Zarah. That's what we're talking about over here. Pardon me?
I didn't sell it. With that Zara, let them just be Mavatla. Why does he sell the boy to Zara and then the money's
moved? No, maybe what's the other, but not necessarily.
He's being
the
guy.
No, I know, but in a regular case, maybe he's holding it to another guy to use for Avodah Zarah.
Why is he telling them to sell it? That's what that. Why did Rabbi Avodah tell him to sell it?
Because once he, if he, no, because he'll be Mekayah first, then he won't be able to be Mavatla.
Why is Mavatla everything? Oh, the man we deserve,
he figured it himself that about he'll do it. We're going over the side that say that he's going to, that the Bnei Avodah Zarah maybe is also. All right, but you'll go do it, and you'll probably do that by yourself. You don't need me to tell you to be Mavatal the Avodah Zarah. He'll do it himself. He's not interested because he's going to be Megayer. Came in the night of the Yom HaMadi, Elamei Hachi, Yisrael Shai Yadoi Shem Yemi Kachavim. Mana. The Yisrael's claiming from a guy of Mana, or Mokhar, Avedis Kachavim. And he sold the Avedis Zara, Vehemi Lo Yai Nesach. Or Yai Nesach. He sold the Yai Nesach, Vehemi Lo. It's Mutter. Avedi Mamar Lo. But let's say he says, oh, there we have Israel, he's Leishem Avedi, and he says, I've got Umachar, Avedis Kachavim. He sold the Avedis Kachavim and he brought it for him. Yai Nesach, maybe he sold the Yai Nesach and he brought him the money mutter. Avli Mamarlo, but if he says, Habtainli, Achevka Avedis Kachavim, I'll wait for me, I want to sell my Avedis Zarah first. The Avilach, Yain Esach, the Avilach, it's Asher. Why now? What's the difference in the two cases? Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. Amrav Sheisha, Sefer, Mishum Dehava, like he writes in the Kiyuma. The Sefer is different, because he's a case of writes in the Kiyuma, and since it's writes in the Kiyuma, he wants to keep it around, so he'll be able to have the money, which will be available for the Avodah Zarah. Mishriyam of the you give to the other one, to the chayv. He writes him, Kiyuma, ki hai gavna, is such a thing, osir, vahatran. What do you mean? That's not the chayv called the case of writes him, Kiyuma. Vahatran, ger viyavi kachavim, shiyarshu aviyam. Remember, there's a difference between this case of writes him, Kiyuma, and the other case, the case of Reitz of Kiyumo that we're talking about before, is where he's hiring himself out to go and destroy or to use it for some. Maybe he wants to use it the Gemara before the Lamed Beis. He wants to use it for Kiri Amita. He's using it for, he's using it Mishtabish with the Avodah Zarah. He doesn't want the Avodah Zarah to have. He's going to get rid of it. It's to his detriment. He won't keep the Avodah Zarah around because it happens to be absorbed in Kiri Amita. I need it. I keep the thing around. I want to be employed by it to do my nice working on it. Over here, what's he doing it for? What's happening over here? It's just to get paid. Therefore what? I'm not going to do anything with it, but I'm going to sell it, then I'll be able to get money for it. That's different already. Wait. See, again, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? We have the case. A ger does not yarshin his father, who is a guy, midaraisa. Midarabbanan, they said that he does. But a ger does not yarshin his father, a guy, midaraisa. Midarabbanan he is. Yeah. Ger yachal loy by loy. He has a brother. A ger, the nevi kachavim, the one to come to yarshin the father, who's a guy. The ger, he's able to tell him, this brother, his biological brother, his biological brother is able to tell him. Right. You take the Avodah Zarah, I'll take the money. What am I going to do with the Avodah Zarah? What am I going to do, I'll take Paris. But, once they already got everything came to the Rishus, of both of them. So they already got it. They divided it up. And this is what they got. And now he tells his brother, and he says, well, the Ger also, he said, you know, I'm going to give you the Avodah Zarah and the Ayinesef. I'll give it to you. What am I going to do with it? You take it and give me something else in return. That already you can't do. Yeah, that's an exchange. Amar Rav Barula Basvisa in B'Avodah Kachavim. Amishalekes Lefish Varecha. I mean, we're talking about Avodah Zarah that's divided up after it was broken. Therefore, since it was broken, what do we say? It's broken the Vishvareha, and therefore what? Vishvareha, it became bottle. We were talking about Mishalekes, the Vishvareha. Rashi here says, Shel Zoba Kesef, Shem Tishaver Yichal Kua L'Shvarim. Lo Yichmas L'Gem B'Shvirasa. Over here, it makes a difference. It could be kibbe. It was not enough of the Zara anymore. But it was broken. Broken pieces. Broken pieces. Edechanami. What is it? They're gold pieces. What difference does it make whether it's broken or not? But in the regular case, Edechanami. The Mishvareha. Then Edechanami. So then it will, it doesn't have a din of enough of the Zara. But, and he's able to go and do it. In the regular case, where we're talking about the value of it would be a riot. What are you going to say about the case of Yayin Nesach? So what are you talking about? What are you talking about? A case where it broke by Yayin Nesach? We're talking about Keres HaDayani. We're talking about where it became absorbed in those earthenware things, and what did they do with it? But we had them carry it around, and they would put it into water, and it would be quite. Hello, right, Kiyumo. I shall eat Neufel. What about this? Also, it's right, Kiyumo. Again, here also, we're not talking about it's going to be mishtabish with it. We're talking about just that it's in its best interest that it should exist. Shall eat Neufel? Shall I eat Neufel? He's just going to divide it up. Hello, my papa, Yerusha Sager, comrade. Don't bring a riot from Yerusha Sager at all. Shine Yerusha Sager. They were a makel by him that he could do it. Because we're worried that maybe he'll go back to be a guy. And so we want to make things as easy for him as possible. Tanya Rabbi Yochim Amedvar Mamorim Shiyoshu. Avol Mishtatvu. But let's say they were Mishtatif before they actually, he came and they divided things up. Usher, in this case. Now, if they're going to be makeful by this, here it certainly, it would be a raya. Here it can't be a deraisa. How can it be makeful by that? If it's going to be a deraisa, you wouldn't be able to. But from here, that's why I'm saying it, that it wouldn't be a raya. I'm making this chiluk. It's not a raya. They've got to be the regular case if it's deraisa and rabbanan. This case would certainly be a raya cube with a beer rabbanan because he's not being established with it. Here it's certainly going to be a rabbanan. Another thing that they were clearing about when they were asking the shaylos. Could he be mevatel and avedas zara and ger toishev? Should we say the palach mevatel the lo palach lo mevatel? Should we say that the only one that's capable of being mevatel and avedas zara is a person that's an avedas avedas zara? As long as he's a bar mini, he's a guy. He's able to do it. He's able to be mevatel. How do we know that only a guy, everybody, how do we know everybody knows that only a guy to be mevatel the avodah zarah? A guy can be mevatel the avodah zarah.
It says puslay, propuslay. Papaslai Vivatal. It says, Silly the Lehayam.
Yeah, how do we know that Israel, a guy could do it and Israel can't? I was away for the summer, so I couldn't drill everybody. I make sure everybody knew everything.
Because it says, Paslai Nasa Lehayam.
Yeah, but where do we know it from? A Pusik.
It's a Pusik. Silly the
Lehayam. Anyway, so this is the that we have here. So, but who's the one that's capable of doing it? Not just a guy. You ask me a guy that's able to be called an Ovid of a Nazara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.